WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Violent thunderstorms in parts of Texas that could trigger hail and tornadoes have already led to more than 100 flights delayed and dozens more canceled today at airports in Dallas and Houston. Those are causing delays at other airports around the country. Holiday sales rose this year by nearly 4%, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. In Washington, checking post-Christmas sales in a mall, Madeline Philpy.
I'm a big in-store person. I worked in retail, so I love shopping in-store, and I also feel like it's really hard to find sizes online that fit.
Aviation experts say that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the deadly Azerbaijani plane crash yesterday in Kazakhstan. North Korean troops are suffering heavy losses in the fighting in Russia's Kursk region, says Ukraine's military intelligence. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes fell. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.fm. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A pair of former state senators passed away this week. Tim Cullen, who represented Janesville in South Central Wisconsin and was the majority leader of the Senate in the 1980s, died at 80 years old. Governor Tony Evers touted Cullen's work towards ending partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin. George Patak, who represented southeastern Wisconsin in the Senate from 1991 to 96, has died at 75 years old. Patak cast the deciding vote to fund what is now AmFam Field in Milwaukee, the home of the Brewers. Created in 1966, Kwanzaa honors African culture and heritage. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the director of African American Studies at UW Oshkosh. Simpson says Kwanzaa is a day for all African Americans to connect to their heritage, their past, and their futures.
Giving Americans of African descent something to hold on to, because what we have always been committed to is never leaving our cultural memory or our roots. When we were taken from the continent of Africa and brought here, we were stripped of everything except our cultural memory. That could not be taken away. And so we held on to those principles. And it's not just in Kwanzaa, but it even ties over into everything that we do and that we are today.
Each day in Kwanzaa honors one of the seven principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. WISS has a newsletter that comes out twice a week that is filled with stories from the Fox Valley and beyond. Subscribe today at WISS.fm. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January, when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice, preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Lingering raindrops in the morning. Otherwise cloudy Saturday. Highs mid-40s. Currently it's 37.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with us. Got Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check out his fine show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. It's that early morning shift. Earl gets up early. Hey, we got Jess P.S. on the board as well, 855-752-4842. Lots to consider this hour, and callers, we see you holding. We'll get to you momentarily. There's some angst going on in the mega. We got this Laura Loomer lady fighting with Elon Musk, who's fighting with RFK. And, I don't know what's going on. And you know what? We didn't elect any of these people. It is. So there's some angst in the locker room, let's call it. Also, this 81-year-old rep hasn't put a vote in apparently for like 6 months, and she was found, quote unquote, in like a memory care unit.
Don't worry, Dom. What? Her aides are keeping the ship running.
Well, then if that's the case, then how's anybody mad at Joe Biden? So, should there be an age limit? I want to get there as well. And of course, as mentioned, the things that Donald Trump will do on the first day in office, he's got a list, and we're going to go through it because it's like Christmas time. It's like Santa's list. We got a list, Earl. We're going to read them off. Let's get to the phones, though, right away. We got a conversation regarding the Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas debate. Nick from Madtown, you are first this hour. Nick, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Festivus, Happy Holidays, whatever you want to say.
Right on, right back at you, Nick.
Yes, but no, what I wanted to say is that I thought you and Earl made really good points about how, especially you, when you said that if someone just wishes you a good day, just take it.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's the way it is. But I will say that, you know, when I'm making business calls, I always end it this time of year by saying, have a great holiday, just because I don't know who I'm talking to. And I'm trying to make a buck. I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know? And,
okay, but let me ask you though, Nick, you know, why do you feel in the call, and assuming these are, you know, business calls, solicitations, whatever the case may be, why do you feel the need to even bring the holiday up? Can't you just say, have a great day? Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
I could, but it is the holiday season, and, it's just a nice thing to say, I think. I'm not trying to be, you know, push anything. That's why I say have a great holiday, you know,
because it leaves it generic enough not to make anybody mad if you say the wrong holiday, right?
Yes, because some people might get mad, and not many, but some people might. And the bottom line is I'm doing business, but I'm also trying to be nice.
Now, let me ask you this, though. What about that population that don't celebrate any of those holidays, like the atheists, like me? Don't if you say holiday, aren't you putting yourself on the line to piss off the atheist, Nick?
Not really, because I know I have quite a few atheist friends who love the hell out of Christmas, just because it's a fun time, basically.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think just, I mean, it is the holiday season. So I say, have a great holiday. That works, I think. But on the other hand, if someone like I have a very good friend, she's a Jewish, and we talked yesterday, and she told me Merry Christmas. I said Happy Hanukkah, you know, because we know each other. Because
you know each other. You know each other's favorite religion.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but, yeah, I got it. Yeah, isn't this all just being civil and cordial and trying to be polite? Isn't that really what this is all about? You know, not trying to step on really someone's faith or not trying to mock somebody's faith. It's just about, as Earl said, you know, peace on earth and goodwill towards man and women, people.
Absolutely. And if someone, like you said, if someone wishes me a good day, I'm going to wish it right back.
Yeah.
And I don't care what they say, you know?
Right, man. Well, Nick, thanks for calling and have a great night, man. Appreciate it.
Happy holiday, Nick.
Your input as well. 855-752-4842. All right. Any other holidays? Hanukkah. Let's talk about Hanukkah. Jess?
What do you want to know?
So what I was under the impression, and I am, let's see, so I'm of the tribe.
Sure.
On my mother's side. Mm-hmm, my dad's Italian. But I'm not practicing. But that allows me, because it's my mother's side, to, I guess, be part of the religion, but I'm not.
Yes, it's a matrilineal religion. It's passed through the mother's line.
If you say so, and that's the tradition. That's what they say. So my brother is practicing,
okay.
I don't know anything about it. So, and I thought Hanukkah started today, but it was actually yesterday.
Well, it started last night.
Last night.
So
okay.
All of our days start at night, and this, of course, goes all the way back to Torah because Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker. Yom Rishon. There was evening, there was morning, the first day. So we are told that evening comes before morning. It flies a little bit in the face of our convention here, but not really. I mean, you think about it, our day starts at midnight, right?
Our day starts at
12:01.
Yep.
So it's not so different, but it actually starts at sunset rather than at that midnight moment.
Yep.
So the holiday, which lasts for 8 days, starts at night. This year, for the first time in 20 years, Christmas and the first night of Hanukkah were the same calendar day.
Oh, all right.
Very interesting.
Big party.
Happens every once in a while. Hanukkah always starts on the 25th of Kislev, though, so that never changes. It's just that where the lunar calendar and the solar calendar meet up, that changes every year. So it goes for 8 days. We light the Chanukiah, which is sometimes called the menorah.
Right, the candle, the candle holder with all the candlesticks
right,
on it.
It's
right,
it's a square rectangle situation where every Chanukiah is a menorah, but not all menorahs are a Chanukiah. It's about the number of branches, their leveling, and just the placement of each one.
Gotcha.
A menorah can have any number of branches. A Chanukiah must have, at least to be kosher, must have 8 branches at the same level. And then one branch that holds the helper candle that can be at the same level but offset or at a different level from the other 8. And we light one additional candle every night, building up to that 8 full candles plus the shamash plus the helper. So last night we lit the first candle as well as the shamash, so 2 candles total. Tonight we'll light 3 candles total.
Oh, they're not burning consistently, so they,
no,
they go
no, no,
out.
No, no, no,
okay,
they,
okay.
They go out. Some people do choose to kindle the lights for a certain amount of time, usually from sunset until like business close. So the Talmudic passages that talk about how to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting candles say that you should do it from sunset until people leave the markets. So business closed.
Bars
so.
Are open. Bars are open till 2. Jess, I'm just saying.
It's a lot of oil, man.
Now, is there then, you know, obviously with Christmas or Christmas Eve, like I said, my one side, my family, my wife's side would do Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on my side. And those are like very specific days to get together with family and whatever. You got 8 days to party.
Yeah, 8 days, man.
I mean, is there, Eight crazy nights. Is there a consistency throughout the religion that the eighth night is the night, or the first night is the night, or do people just kind of do their own thing?
It tends to be whenever you can get everyone together. Yeah. So it's a little bit easier than, you know, Christmas, where you have to sort of pack everything into 30 hours. Instead, you've got 8 days to sort of spread things out and you can be like, hey, we'll go to grandma's tonight. We'll go to Aunt Kathy's tomorrow. We'll do this and that. Make sure that we can hit everyone up. In my family, we tend to try to get together on the last night where we'll have the whole family over and we'll light all the Hanukkiot in the house. So we'll have just a table covered in foil and set all of these candelabras out, fill them all with candles, turn off all the lights, and then you just have all of these gorgeous candles flickering, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Oh, nice. Now, where do the gifts come in? Where's the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip? Like, are there presents? Are there,
so, you know? Some families choose to give one smaller gift every night. Some families will do one big gift, either on the first night or the last night or just somewhere in between. My parents were of the, you can choose. They gave us the option of, do you want a small gift each night, mm-hmm. or is there one big thing that you want? So when I was little, it was like, yeah, I want eight things. I want the more things, the better. And then as I got older, it was like, you know what? What I really, really want, I want to go to the Dells. I want to go to the Dells for a night. Can we do that? And so that would be my Hanukkah present.
Nice.
And it's just like one bigger thing. You know, these days it's an Aldi card. It's a gas card.
Right. I get a lot of gift cards. My crappies, man. Uh-huh. It's amazing groceries. That's what I get these days. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing, Jess.
Yeah, of course.
Enlightening me. 855-752-4842.
You know, Dominic, today stars Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, yeah.
Tell us about Kwanzaa.
So Kwanzaa is a holiday is called to celebrate the richnesses of what it means to have African roots. So Kwanzaa runs from December 26th through January 1st. It's a seven-day celebration of African roots observed by people of all faith backgrounds, since it's not tied to any religion. Instead, the African-American and Pan-African holiday is anchored by seven principles. And so those different principles are observed each day. And so it runs again from now until, you know, the 2nd of January. So when you talk about happy holiday,
yeah,
that's what we're talking about. She just talked about the Jewish holiday. I'm telling you about something called Kwanzaa, another holiday. And so when you try to force people all into saying Merry Christmas, it's all the different people, Americans,
yeah,
citizens, that you basically leave out because you want them to observe what you believe in and you totally dismiss what their beliefs are, which is antithetical to what this nation is supposed to be.
Supposed to be, Earl. Yes. It's supposed to be. Seemingly, that's not the case. And thank you for that. I know when Kwanzaa started, like in the 60s. So this is a newer holiday. And boy, did some people have an issue with that, Earl. I mean, oh my God, what is this? That's not a holiday. It started in the 60s. This can't possibly. Well, you know, everything started sometime. You know, Earl, everything starts. Everything has a beginning. And be it sooner or later or earlier, it doesn't take away from the whole point of it all.
Whatever it is, you have a right to it.
Yes.
If it's worshiping Satan in this country, you have a right to do that.
But Satan is a Christian God. That would make me a Christian, which I'm not. I'm like Trump. I'm not a Christian. Folks, come back with us. More of your calls and conversation. We'll get to Donald Trump's wish list. Man, he's got a Santa list full of what he's going to do on that first day. We'll get to some of that as well. Plus your calls and texts, 855-752-4842.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Some kind of way out of here. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Having some fun today, talking, you know, religion, sex, drugs, rock and roll, all the good
favorites.
Things. Right. 855-75-CIVIC, the text line. Dom, no holidays, so no gifts for Dom. Well, hey now.
What was that about? We don't do adult gift giving anymore?
I try not to. I actually give adult gifts. I'm a big fan of pre-rolls. I mean,
Who isn't?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, everyone loves a pre-roll. That's all I'm saying. Or maybe a little package of them. Maybe. You know, you never know. You
little treatsies.
Little treats. You know, something. I'm a big fan of the consumables. You know, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite gift.
Yeah. It's drugs and alcohol. lots of gifts for everybody. 855-752-4842. Got Earl Ingram hanging out with me today. JSPS on the board, and you folks on the line as well. Dick from Madtown, you are next. Welcome, Dick. Happy days, man. What do you got for us?
Real quick, I just passed on this. I found it interesting that Hanukkah and Christmas, I've only done this on the same date, I think, three times, I read, since 1900.
Wow.
And then something I don't like about the holidays, I like Christmas music. I'm one of these weirdos, but I don't need it stuffed down my throat at Thanksgiving. And what I don't like is it goes away at 12:01 on Christmas night. Why can't it be played until, like, the, you know, 2 or 3 days after Christmas?
Yeah, man, I mean, like... No, I get you, Dick. Rude. Do you put a tree up? Do you put up a tree?
Yeah.
And is it a real tree or like a fake tree?
Well, the one we got is a fake tree.
Yeah. I mean, I've evolved to the fake tree once the kids got a little older, and you know, I was like, so we went to the fake tree as well. I guess here's my point on the tree, Dick. I think Christmas music should play up until as long as the tree's up. You know what I mean? So what's the protocol, yeah, man? When do you take the tree down?
Well, I don't know, but it's certainly not 1201 on Christmas night.
I don't know. There have been some crazy Christmases, just... man. You're like, I'm done with this crap. Tear it all down.
Stuff it in a bag.
Right.
I had a good friend. His wife would, the Christmas tree was going to the curb on Christmas night.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's like, this is just so wrong in my book. And it's also wrong that Menards shoves it down your throat as they're starting to put Christmas stuff in the certain areas in the store on Labor Day weekend.
What?
Yes. I saw it right here in Madison. In the furniture area where outdoor furniture was, they were starting to put some of the Christmas stuff out Labor Day weekend.
No.
I mean, come on.
Well, so, Dick, what I would say to you is, what do people expect when the holiday, many of the businesses do at least a quarter or more of what they take in financially on Christmas? So the earlier they get started, it's, you know.
So at
the root of it is, again, material things.
Yes.
And it's totally lost for what it supposedly stood for. How often do you hear people talking about baby Jesus on Christmas?
It's not talked about at all. No, not at all. And that's where the way, you know, where I came from, I fell somewhat away from it for certain reasons. But I just don't quite understand it. Any of these religious holidays anymore, they become so commercial.
Well, Dick, it's not the religion themselves isn't becoming commercial. It's the businesses that are using it for commercial purposes, man. And I get what you're saying, as you mentioned, man. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's a business, right? It's about making money for those folks that are selling the products and the services. That's what it's, and it's a, you know, retail, it's a big time of year, and so they take advantage. But I also got to say, you know, it's a little hard to like sell a snowblower because baby Jesus endorsed it. You know what I mean? How do you, you know what I'm saying? How do you, you can't, it's just, it's not good. It's, well, maybe it used to not fly. Maybe it would nowadays. But it seems like that would be, what I'm saying. I mean, think of all the blasphemy ads we could actually have. But my understanding on this topic, Reuters is reporting, updated 4 hours ago, price-conscious holiday shoppers open their wallets for last-minute online discounts on clothing, stocking stuffers, potentially benefiting realtors that offered such convenient options as free delivery and curbside pickup. Let's see here. The numbers. Let's get to the numbers. According to a MasterCard Spending Pulse report, online spending during the holiday shopping period from November 1st to December 24th grew by 6.7% over last year compared to a 2.9% increase for in-store sales. This contributed to a total spending increase of 3.8% over 2023, surpassing the previously forecast rise of 3.2% and topping 3.1% during the same time last year. Damn. So apparently people weren't worried about the price of eggs, Earl. That's all gone by the wayside now.
So let me add this quickly. This, the holiday, Christmas, that's supposed to fill people with cheer, is also a date that many people commit suicide.
Yeah.
And many people who can't deliver the goods. Imagine people who struggle financially and economically and who are just barely making it. And this holiday brings pressure and stress on them. A dad who's working a minimum wage job, he's working, he's doing the best that he can, but he can't deliver for his children on Christmas Day. Or a family member who's not doing as well as others, and the one who's doing really well buys a car for his mom. And the other brother who's struggling, doing the best he can barely. I mean, those stresses come along with a day that's not supposed to even have that, man.
That's not, you're absolutely right. It's supposed to be about the peace on earth and goodwill toward all humans. And this manufactured stress for the material things, that is a problem. It certainly is, and it is has a negative impact, certainly, on lots of folks this time of year. So we'll try to bring you some joy. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. We got Trump's Christmas list for day one. We'll get to it.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Earlier this year, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry changed its operating model. Now it doesn't matter if you live in Oshkosh or even in Winnebago County. Anyone in need can use the pantry. Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director.
Does that mean folks from Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and other places are coming? Probably not, right? But significantly what that means is folks from Neenah, Menasha, Appleton, maybe Green Bay, maybe Fond du Lac could potentially come and utilize our services.
To learn more about OACP, visit oacptoday.org. An air quality trend report released by the DNR covers the past 20 years of pollutants regulated under the Clean Air Act. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 air quality advisories, which is almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. What burned in Canada last year was over 2 million acres bigger than the state of Wisconsin. That's six times the annual average and charred 5% of the entire Canadian forest. That smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which, combined with the warmer-than-usual summer temperatures, contributed to increased ozone concentrations. This resulted in the Lake Michigan shoreline area, including Milwaukee and parts of Sheboygan and Kenosha counties, falling short of meeting the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants, which range from power plants, industry, and transportation in the state. But still, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard, mainly because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside of Wisconsin's control.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Lingering raindrops in the morning. Otherwise cloudy Saturday. Highs mid-40s. Currently it's 37.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
What? You would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jess P.S. working the board. Loving that song. Chicago plays some football tonight. Well, they're going to be on the field. I don't know if they're going to be playing any football, but yeah, that's a little dig.
That's the game tonight?
Yeah, man, Chicago's playing tonight. Lots of football this time of year. 855-752-4842. I know we got the wish list. Axios put out a list of all the things Donald Trump claimed he was going to do on day one. Mm-hmm. But I want to throw this one out there for your consideration and your thought. Americans are exhausted by political news, TV ratings, and a new AP poll showed that they are tuning out. Damn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can. I'm like, well. Yeah, of course. We just got done with an election. And we've been on. I mean, we've been on
for months.
Right. It's been a long time coming to take a little break. But some of these statistics were quite surprising. As the AP does report, television ratings and the poll clearly illustrate the phenomenon that people are tuning out. About two-thirds of American adults say they have recently felt the need to limit media consumption about politics and government because of overload, according to this new survey. So, behind the numbers, the poll conducted early in December found that 7 in 10 Democrats say they're stepping back from political news. That percentage is not as high for Republicans who have reason to celebrate Trump's victory. Still, even on the Republican side, Earl, 6 in 10 Republicans say they felt the need to take some time off, too. And the share for independents is similar. Now, some of the ratings, of course, we're media folks. I know. Hey, don't turn us off now. We're talking about Christmas and stuff. It can, especially this time of year. We got to lighten it up a bit because, number one, the news cycle is generally a little slower. And there's other things to talk about, like peace on earth and goodwill towards man. Some of the stats here regarding the networks, the differences are starker on the network televisions. After election night through December 13, the primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000. That's almost as much as this show. Down 54% from pre-election coverage, pre-election audience this year. Down 54%. That same time frame, CNN's average audience was 405,000. They're down 45%.
Damn.
Also, at Fox News, the favorite news network for Trump fans, post-election average of 2.68 million, up 13%, Nielsen said. Since the election, 72% of people watching one of those three cable networks in the evening were watching Fox News, compared to 53% prior to election day. So, with the percentage of CNN audience pairing down and going down, the percentage of the MSNBC going up, plus an increase of Fox News viewerships up 13%. That means 72% of people watching news, of those three, they're watching Fox News.
So let me say, I remember when Dominion sued Fox News, and Fox News had to pay $700 and some odd million.
They settled, yep.
And Fox News said, hey, we're not a news channel.
We're just an entertainment channel.
You remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
So now all of a sudden, are they now news?
Well, I mean, they're what they are, man. If you're getting eyeballs and clicks, do you care? You know, I mean, does it matter? Unless you're getting sued, does it really even matter? And because I'm not clear that as a general rule, that lots of folks are dialed into, hey, this is opinion, this is news, this is infotainment. You know, there is a delineation.
It's not like they put up a label.
You should.
Uh-huh.
They should. That's a great point. And certainly, you know, Fox News has taken its dings in that. And they're still in, I think, Smartmatic. They still have that lawsuit out there. That's for over $1 billion. So they're not out of the woods yet in that regard. But, you know, the Trumpsters, they don't give a damn. They're up 13%, man. People are celebrating on that side. Now, the question is, does it bounce back? A little bit more here. The post-election slump for fans of the losing candidate is not a new trend for networks that have become heavily identified as a partisan source. MSNBC had similar issues after Trump was elected in 2016. You can imagine that. Same for Fox in 2020, although that was complicated by anger. Many of the viewers were outraged by the network's crucial election night call for Arizona for the Democratic presidential candidate Biden. Yeah, damn them.
Remember those days?
They told the truth. Gotta turn them off.
Get your pitchforks. Let's go.
Pitchforks and torches time in America. But, you know, tell them that Dominion, you know, flipped the votes and they'll tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the audience that Joe Biden won Arizona, they'll tune you out. Doesn't that kind of tell you everything you need to know about who's listening and watching Fox News and what they their priorities are? Also, MSNBC had its own anger issues after several Morning Joe viewers became upset that Scarborough and Brzezinski went and kissed the ring, my words, after his victory last month. Yet, and this is interesting, according to the AP, while the show's ratings are down 35% since the election, that's a smaller drop than the prime time ratings.
Ooh.
So everyone's paying the price over there. And even so, apparently Morning Joe, not as bad as the primetime reductions. So I assume, Earl, that, you know, people are taking a breather right now, and we allow for that, folks. You can take a breath. Hang out with the family, enjoy the holidays, new year coming up, new beginnings. I know all you folks are going to be in my gym after January 1st, making it all busy for me so I can't go and push weight around because y'all going to lose that weight.
Dominic,
yes.
Dominic, what they're doing is they're certainly taking a breather.
Mm.
But when Inauguration Day comes, from that point forward, those numbers are going to shoot back up because this guy is going to be moving and shaking. And, man, you're not going to want to not see what's going on. He's going to be good for CNN. He's going to be good for MSNBC. He's already good for civic media. Because how can you not? This man is the most powerful man. He's going to be the most powerful man in the world. And you clearly know that he's not well, right? And he's doing crazy things that are going to impact and affect everybody. So whether you want to take, and they're taking a short breather,
yeah.
Because can you imagine on Inauguration Day what he's going to be saying? Oh, man.
Earl, it's going to be must-see TV. I mean,
yep.
the decline of Western civilization will draw big ratings. I am sure of it, especially from overseas. 855-752-4842. And again, I get it. You know, AP is writing a piece. This seems to happen over and over again with election cycles, you know, and I agree with you, Earl. I think come a couple of weeks from now, folks are going to be more dialed in, especially as they see what the priorities are coming out of this administration. But the first thing they're going to have to do, Earl, before they can get to Donald Trump's Axios wish list of all the things he's going to do on day one, they have to have a Speaker of the House. And my understanding, Mike Johnson does not have a lot of love in the room. Let's put it that way. So if they have similar difficulties than they had last time around, there is a distinct possibility that they don't have a speaker elected in order to preside over the certification of the vote. time January 6th comes around. That's going to be something to watch.
Well, Mike Johnson, you know, he took a job that he knew was interim, right? I mean, come on, man. You know, and clearly, who's going to survive Donald Trump being the president with Elon Musk, you know, and demanding, just blurting out anything? And, you know, Congress, here's my real issue with all of it, Dominic.
What's that?
These congressmen and senators who are elected by the people in a representative government should not be saying, he said he's going to primary us. And so I have to go along with it because they're going to primary. If you do what's right by the people, you don't have to worry about them primarying you, right? But yet these Republicans are afraid, and rightfully so, that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are going to primary them. So they've got to do what's in the best interest of Elon Musk and Donald Trump as opposed to the people who elected them. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's seems totally backwards to me. And I get it if you're in a cult, you know, that's what you got to be worried about. But this is the reality that they're facing, Earl. And I'm with you. And I do think there will be some Republicans who will resist, quote unquote. You know, I do think that's going to happen, especially when you got the hangers on like Elon Musk and Ramaswamy and Laura Loomer and God knows what other folks who are unelected come out of the woodwork to start throwing mud, and they're throwing mud at each other. But specifically, it was, let's see, Steve Bannon. Remember the guy that went to jail for not telling what he knew to the committee, I believe.
I remember that.
January 6th. He just got out right before the election. He was at the Phoenix Convention Center for America Fest.
America Fest. What is America?
It's America Fest. Here's what Steve Bannon, again, this is a Trump advisor who did time for keeping his mouth shut. We don't need partisanship now. We need hyper-partisanship now. There's no dealing, man. There's no love across the aisle.
Oh, man, that's going to work so great for them because they've got such an enormous margin of majority.
Yeah, not really, though. I mean, no in their heads they think they do, just, but you know, they
but
don't.
But Dom, he won a landslide victory.
You keep saying it doesn't make it so.
I mean, he almost got more than 50%.
Yeah, but he didn't. Under 50%. That means more people voted against him than for him. That's literally the opposite of a mandate. But NBC goes on to report, mocking the efforts by House Speaker Mike Johnson to strike a bipartisan agreement that would avert a government shutdown, Bannon said, quote, conversation's over. President Trump came back from the political dead and on the shoulders of the most powerful populist movement in the history of the world. Won a landslide victory. We have nothing else to discuss. It's only about the execution of President Trump's plan.
We're going to take it out back and shoot it?
I guess so. Another speaker, Jr., Donald Trump Jr., took aim at the 38 House Republicans who voted against a spending measure that aligned with his father's priorities. He urged the grassroots activists to, quote, primary the hell out of Republican lawmakers who impede the president-elect's policy goals. In Washington, the younger Trump said, quote, it's not just the Democrats that are our foes. It's the vast majority of the Republicans. Just because they have an R next to their name doesn't mean anything anymore. Honestly, the Republican Party of a few years ago is gone. This is now the America First Party. Donald Trump is in charge. So the threat is real, Earl.
Well, what I would say to you is the real fear is Donald Trump gets 4 years. After his 4 years, they'll run junior. They'll put him up next, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, man, I try not to get so worked up about it because it doesn't seem real, man. This just seems like something out of the Twilight Zone, man.
Again. You know? You know, yeah, right. We saw that episode, man. You know, I don't want to go
play and replay.
I know. Imagine if you will. Yeah, we just did. It wasn't great. Oh, folks, you're listening to the Dom Selvey Show. I'm Dom Selvey. That's Earl Ingram. Just PS is on the board. You folks are on the lines and on the messaging stream. We'll get to you next. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
And welcome back to the Dom Selvey Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, talk or text. Just PS on the board. Earl sticking around for this segment. And we see some callers. Let's get to them. Wisco, Paul, you are up. Happy days, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Same to you. A happy new year to both of you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I agree with Earl on some of the stuff, but CNN really doesn't know what it wants to be if you watch it, and I do from time to time. They don't know if they want to be right, left, center. They're like all over the map, and as far as MSNBC goes, their ratings are going to come back. Right now, a lot of the people that I'm friends with or acquaintances with, they're suffering like myself from Trump fatigue, and you just want to get away from it.
Totally.
But once this guy starts to implement some of the things that he's promised, he's going to round up all these people and want to send them back. That and alone is going to be a major task. And Musk, he wants to balance his budget. And I'll tell you what, if they start messing around with this Medicare and Medicaid, they're going to open up a hornet's nest, because that's Social Security and Medicaid, you can't. He says he's not going to mess with them, but I don't believe anything he says. At least that's the way the last term was. So that's just my opinion. I think the ratings will come back. Your ratings are going to be good. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle 4 years.
Yeah. Every day. Oh, come on. You'll be fine. You know, we're used to it, though, Wisco. Now we got, you know, we can put the Trump filter on. But let me, you said something I thought was interesting about CNN. Something they don't know if they want to be right or want to be left. I mean, can't they just be like a news organization? You know what I'm saying? Do you have to have a right or a left? You know, hey, there's snow on the ground. That's a fact. You know what? I don't know what the right spin on that or the left spin on that. If you're out there just reporting on the facts. Now, your opinions can come from all sides. You know, Fox has, you know, liberals on occasionally, and MSNBC and CNN, they have conservatives on as well. And you talk about your opinions. But from a news reporting organization, Wisco, can't they just report the news that, you know, independently and without bias or favor towards one ideology?
They can't seem to do that. It's all about ratings. And I know where MSNBC is coming from, and I know where Fox is coming from. CNN, I have no idea. That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
And knowing that, I think MSNBC is more newsy than Fox. Hey, Earl summed it up. They were sued for I don't know how much money because they lied to everybody. Right. And you're still watching that?
I know.
Come on, give me a break. Earl hit the nail on the head with that one. Yeah. All right, boys. Thanks for
all right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it, man. Best to you, 855-752-4842. Earl, what's your sense, man? Do you think that CNN, MSNBC, Fox, is there any what? Because I look at what Wisco is saying here, and I think, well, you know, I think it depends on the person talking. Like here at Civic Media, right? Right now, you know, I do the show now. You do have the show in the morning. You have your perspectives and opinions, and you bring you know, news and facts and opinions to your show, as I do, as most people do on this network. So it's not just that a network is one thing or the other. I think it depends on who you're watching on that network. I mean, I was a big fan of Neil Cavuto for a long time. I thought that dude, from a business reporting perspective, he called strikes and balls. I thought he was a Fox guy. He was pretty straight up, and now he's kind of the last one to leave over there. Doesn't make the whole network at Fox News like Cavuto. If it was, maybe they wouldn't have been sued.
Well, so let me put it this way. So when Bill O'Reilly had the 7 o'clock hour, the top spot, you know, he was entertaining. He was a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I could live with that. When they brought Tucker Carlson there,
yeah,
to replace Bill O'Reilly, there was some substance, even though I had issues with them. But now Jesse Waters,
the expert on masculinity.
Hey, come on, man. What can we say about that? The top news spot on their evening, during the evening, they got a clown like Jesse Waters trying to be a serious person. And come on, man. That just tells you, man, how far they've fallen, man. I don't care how many people keep watching them. But Bill O'Reilly to Jesse Waters? Come on, man.
Well, Jesse Waters was like Bill O'Reilly's man on the street, right? I mean, back when Bill was rolling and he brought this, you know, this frat boy. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? But he went out there and he did the job and put the mics in front of people's faces and reported back to Papa Bear. And then, you know, fast forward 15 years and now he's in that slot. And literally went out to say during the election that if you vote for a woman, you will transition into a woman.
Yep.
I mean, wait, what? Oh, yeah, it's a fact. It's scientifically proven. I mean, come on. And the whole masculinity thing. And I mean,
you remember the whole vanilla milkshake?
Yes.
Debacle.
It's just it's such overcompensation. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
We undercompensate here. Hey, folks.
We're too comfortable with who we are.
Folks, you've been listening to the Dom Salvi Show. Certainly appreciate every single one of you. I know, you know, folks, we're taking a little breather here and there. We'll try to keep it light next week or two. But, you know, the inauguration is going to happen. And sooner or later, there may or may not be a new Speaker of the House. And there will be impacts, you know. Laws will be made, executive orders will be issued, and things will happen that we will have to deal with it, but we will do it together. Earl Ingram, thank you so much for joining me, man. Check him out tomorrow and Monday through Friday here on the Civic Media Radio at Network 8 to 10 a.m. Jess P.S., thank you for what you do. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays, Earl. Everyone have a great night. We'll see you here tomorrow.
All right.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Big post-Christmas deals at many stores seen by Marcus Burnett in Washington.
I saw some 40% off, you know, sales on sale.
Old Navy has markdowns of up to 70% off entire inventory. Also deep discounts at Gap, Target, and other retailers. Saying consumers are indicating the economy's in good shape. Steve Sadov, MasterCard senior advisor.
You have a lower unemployment rate. You have consumers having wage growth. They were feeling reasonably good, and they were opening up their pocketbooks.
Holiday season sales rose nearly 4% this year over last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. Violent storms in Texas have caused many flight cancellations and delays in Dallas and Houston airports. Those are causing ripple effect delays elsewhere. The S&P 500 stock index is posting its first back-to-back annual gains of at least 20% since 1998. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with